All righty. Good morning, 710 Brock Hunter. This is what's in our head at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Where are the elephants?
It's right there. That's what's going on in our minds constantly. If you think we're deep in thought, nope. It's just yakety sacks. Just
a bunch of clowns.
Going to ham. Going to ham? Jeez, what? Going to ham?
Exactly it. That's exactly it.
Oh, God.
You just proved your own point.
Right there. Morons. All right, folks, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. An unsurprising new study has found that people have been drinking a lot more and a lot more frequently since the start of COVID-19. According to the survey by the RAND Corp, heavy drinking among women, four or more drinks within a couple of hours, has increased by a whopping 41%. And overall, adults over the age of 30 have increased the frequency of their drinking by 14% compared to the same time last year. So we're all just boozed up, just hammered drunk constantly.
Yeah. Well, 2020, I mean, you got to booze it up to get through it.
Yeah.
It's been a rough year, guys. And you know what? Some people deal with it in different ways. And well, I think a lot of us deal with it with, I'm just going to have a drink.
You know, because most people, too, I mean, you think about it. You had a long, hard day. Before all this, you're like, oh, boy, I need a drink after that day. But when the whole year makes you go, I need a drink, then you just might as well keep drinking, right?
You know, I think people have been solid since March.
Just wait till New Year's Eve. The culmination of this year, depending on what happens, I just feel like New Year's Eve is just going to be an absolute turd show. It's going to be nuts.
When that ball drops, dude, everybody's just going to go nuts. Like their favorite team just scored the winning Super Bowl touchdown.
We're going to be hunkered in our bunkers, just fingers crossed, like, oh, God, please, God, just please.
2021, yeah. It's got to teeter the totter, man. 2021's got to be the best year of them all.
I hope so. Yeah, like please. Next year we all get gold toilets and, you know, world hunger is gone and, you know, there's no more races. It better be, because this year has literally caused us all to get cirrhosis of the liver, and I'm not happy about it.
Flush it down the toilet.
Right down. We all get sober next year because we're just having so much fun. Anyway.
Is this going to...
Speaking of being under the influence, according to a new study, THC from marijuana, that devil's lettuce, the sweet, sticky, icky, might be an effective way to treat the coronavirus and could even save some lives. Researchers found that THC could work in the body to keep oxygen filling your lungs, which is nice.
Which is kind of interesting because, you know, Corona has a lot to do with the respiratory system, you know?
Yeah.
You think smoking anything. Well, you don't just have to smoke it, I guess. I guess you could take edibles. You could do other things.
And that's what, this is a very, like, a very vague story here. But I think you're probably right. Maybe whether it's just, you know, like edibles or drops or whatever you're getting the THC,
I don't think it's going to help out a lot if you're puffing blunts, you know, eight times a day.
Doing those fat bong rips.
This guy's coughing a lot.
Coughing makes you higher. It makes you so much higher.
But maybe it brings oxygen into the blood.
I guess maybe if you're taking like big, like, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. Who knows? You try it out. You're a dirty doper. You can figure it out.
Dirty doper. You try it.
You try it. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to be just rocking back and forth going, oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, man.
He's rubbing his legs a lot.
Get me out of here, man. Just violently high. Sitting in the corner.
Stuff like this before, man. This is freaking me out, man.
Yeah, did people doing fat bong rips. Just like, it's going to help. It's going to help.
It's gotta help.
There you go. All right, we're all boozed up and we're stoned. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.